Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, children suffer early on from secondhand smoke. Secondhand smoke causes signs of cardiovascular damage in children, especially the very youngest, say researchers at a recent American Heart Association meeting. The study looked at children ages 2 to 14 years old. It showed that secondhand smoke caused cardiovascular damage, which suggests an increased risk of heart disease. The youngest children appeared to be more affected than teens. Study author Dr. John Bauer says toddlers are smokers by default. In the toddler group, 40% had nicotine amounts in hair and blood samples that, in adults, would suggest that they were active smokers. But Dr. Bauer notes an active smoker has a filter on cigarettes. The toxicity from smoke that's inhaled in the atmosphere is worse because there's no filter. Dr. Bauer took hair and blood samples from 125 children. 57 were between the ages of 2 and 5. 68 were between the ages of 9 and 14. Hair samples were used to measure nicotine exposure. Blood samples were used to look for a type of cell that replenishes the lining of the blood vessels and provides clues to levels of cardiovascular health. Parents were asked how many smokers children had been exposed to in a 24-hour period. Children in the youngest age group had almost 6 times the average nicotine levels than older children did. Toddlers were more exposed, notes Dr. Bauer. Toddlers are like fish in a fish bowl, he says. They're strapped pretty closely to their parental units, which exposes them to more smoke than adolescents who live in the same set of circumstances. In adults, there's evidence that when active smokers quit smoking, the risk of heart disease is lower. Some experts say cardiovascular disease may be imprinted in early life, and it's not known if this is reversible. Dr. Devang Doshi says the study provides more insight into the bad effects of secondhand smoke exposure from a respiratory and cardiac standpoint. He says many people don't realize that when they smoke inside the house, children are continuously exposed. The smoke is always in the house. It doesn't just go away. Dr. Doshi says his first advice to parents is to quit smoking. Failing that, he says he advises parents to go outside, away from the house to smoke, and to wear at least 2 layers of clothing. Then, when parents come back in the house, he says they should remove the top layer of clothing and wash their hands to try to limit a child's exposure. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.